Would you want to go on a cruise with Glenn Beck?
I wouldn't.
A couple of weeks ago, Glenn Beck was selling cruise tickets that you can go on a cruise with him.
You're invited. You are going to sail the Mediterranean on the incredible Costa Luminosa out of Venice, Italy. There are four different options, but in a nutshell, we're going to begin in Milan or Venice and then sail on the Eastern Mediterranean visiting Croatia, Greece, and Israel.
This sounds awful.
So one of the things about Glenn Beck is he will put his name on anything.
Oh, he's one of those guys? Okay.
He's one of those guys. So he puts his name on a coffee cup. He puts his names on T-shirts. He gets chairs made for him. So now he's got this cruise that you can go on with him. And this actually came out in March that you could go on this cruise.
Right.
So guess what happened since that
COVID.
Point?
COVID.
COVID happened. So this is how much basic cabins you can get starting at $5,300. Going all the way to $9,300.
Oh, God.
You could pay an extra $5,000 per person for the Inner Circle package, an exclusive onstage access to a show, and two nights of dining with Glenn Beck. So that's $5,000 extra.
That you should be able to meet him anyway, because isn't he going to be, I mean, well, what's he been doing lately? Isn't he going to be serving you your food while you're there? Can't you just wait till he comes to your table with your dinner?
Yeah, so if you spend $10,000 on a grand suite, that doesn't mean you're going to have dinner with Glenn Beck. You got to pay the extra $5,000. So all these people now bought these tours, bought these tickets, and they're not getting a refund.
They're not getting a refund?
Nope.
Wait a minute. So they spent all this money to go on a cruise with Glenn Beck that got canceled, or is it postponed? Is it going to be like next year?
So that's how they're getting away from it. It's postponed until sometime late fall or next spring. So refunds aren't available right now. So you can't get a refund. You spent $15,000. You're not getting a refund.
This is a thing, though. You know, people go on cruises that have themes to it. And it's not even like big themes. Like, did you know that Rick Springfield, he has a cruise that he does.
Right.
But he has enough fans to be able to afford and want to go on a cruise with him.
Mm-hmm.
But at least when you're there, he performs. He'll sing to you. You know what I mean? There's something going on. They had that cruise recently, the 90s cruise, and it was like Sugar Ray and all the 311, all the bands from the 90s. Again, you're on a cruise, but you get a concert.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get with Glenn Beck?
I don't know. But, you know, the hair bands, they have a cruise. One of my friends actually booked a cruise right before the pandemic. It was a Yacht Rock cruise.
That's hilarious.
With all these bands that you know, Christopher Cross was on there.
Full on Yacht Rock. Yeah, I can
full on Yacht Rock cruise. He didn't get his money back either because nobody's saying it's canceled. That's how they're getting away with all this. It's not canceled. We're just going to postpone it till next year.
So Loggins and Messina are just sitting around waiting for the cruise to happen? Toto's just waiting to make
Well, Loggins money. Has got things to do. Messina hasn't done crap since 76. So he's been really waiting for something to happen. And Foreigner, I mean, they haven't done anything for a while. Half these bands are really dying to get out.
Yeah, I'm sure. But again, like, those are, at least if you go on those cruises, I mean, I would never want to be on a cruise in my life anyway. First of all, I get seasick, so I'm already out.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of staying in one place and all the eating and all that, just everything about a cruise to me sounds just dreadful. But if you put a bunch of bands on there, then at least you're making it fun. You know what I mean? At least you're giving me an opportunity to like try to like seek out the band guys during the day where they hanging out and they perform at night. Like, that sounds super fun. But like, I don't still understand. Like, so what is the Glenn Beck thing? Like, he just sits there with you in the sunshine and plays water polo with you? Marco Polo with you?
Marco Polo. But even before the pandemic, you had these cruises that turned into the poo cruise where everybody was sick. And that's the worst thing, is you can't get off that boat. Once that boat is away from land, you can't get off. So you're stuck.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I'm surprised if after Corona, people still want to get on a cruise. Like, if I paid all that money, there'd be a lawsuit. I'd be like, you know what? I wanted to go on the cruise before I knew about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm concerned about my health. Give me my money back.